KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes fell behind early and never got the lead in losing to Gonzaga 87-68 at the NCAA tournament in Seattle yesterday, a game heard here on KJAN. Gonzaga came out hot, hitting 7 of 10 three-pointers in the first half. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says they were a tough team to defend.
They have weapons any way you look at it. You know, you can trap the ball screen. They've got shooters. They can throw it inside. They can drive the ball. And they share the ball. They're willing passers. 20 assists on 32 field goals. I don't know that our ball pressure was what it needed to be.
Gonzaga shot over 60% from the floor in both halves.
I thought we worked hard. We obviously got down into a hole, and you don't want to do that because they started getting comfortable shooting the ball.
Iowa was down 17 at halftime and tried to make a run in the second half, but they couldn't just get back into the game.
You want to keep working, so you're trying to say, okay, what can we do to get that percentage down, get a couple stops, get some transition opportunities. You know, we had it to 11. We had a clean look at a 3 in transition. That goes in, might have changed some things. And we felt like if we could have got it to single digits, you know, that might have been something that cooled them off as much as our defensive intensity.
Jared Utoff led the Hawkeyes with 20 points. Aaron White had 19. White finished his Iowa career second all-time in points with 1,859 and third in rebounds with 901. Anthony Clemens was the only other Hawkeye in double figures. He had 10. Josh Oglesby, Gabe Olesheny, and Kyle Denning also finished their careers along with White as Iowa ends the season at 22-12. Well, the University of Northern Iowa took an early lead, but then fell behind 9 to Louisville at halftime, and a second-half rally fell short as they lost 66-53 on Sunday in the NCAA tournament. Coach Ben Jacobson credited the Cardinals.
We battled hard to grab a hold of the momentum tonight, and we just couldn't do it. All to do with Louisville and the way in which they went about their business in the game tonight, and they deserve a ton of credit for that. You know, they had us out of rhythm a little bit with our offense in that stretch in the first half, and that slowed us down and hurt us.
Well, Jacobson said Louisville made things happen that he didn't want to see.
They got some stuff that we felt like we maybe could take away tonight, but they got to it. So, you know, from top to bottom, they deserve a lot of credit because I love our team, and that's we did a couple things that we haven't done for a while. And I think that credit goes to Louisville because we got tough guys, and we made a few mistakes tonight.
Senior Seth Tuttle struggled to get going on offense for the Panthers.
You know, they got some really good, long, athletic guys in there, and, they are extremely physical. You know, they did a great job, you know, for the most part, not letting me get anything easy. It basically kept up for 40 minutes, so all the – like Coach said, all the credit goes to those guys.
Tuttle said Louisville's size impacted the entire offense.
It just takes away anything easy at the rim. You know, Deion and Wes will get there, and even if they blow past one guy, you know, there's going to be another guy rotating, and obviously that's how they play, and they do it really well. And they change a lot of shots at the rim, and you don't get much easy.
Jacobson said even with the struggles on offense, they were still able to keep at it.
Well, we had chances to get it down to 4 or 5. We all saw it. So we fought.
Tuttle ends his career with 14 points to lead the Panthers. Nate Buss had 11 and Paul Jesperson had 10. UNI finishes the season with a school record 31 wins and 4 losses. Well, second seeds Virginia and Kansas have been bounced from the NCAA tournament, both falling to number 7 seeds. The Cavaliers were the first to go as Travis Trice poured in 23 points to lead Michigan State to a 60-54 victory. Brendan Dawson added 15 points and 9 rebounds for the Spartans, who also knocked out Virginia in last year's regional semifinals. Tom Izzo's team is in the Sweet 16 for the 7th time in 8 seasons. They'll play Oklahoma in Syracuse on Friday. Virginia was dispatched one day after top seed Villanova was ousted from the East Regional. It's the first time in 11 years the top 2 seeds from the same region have been eliminated before the Sweet 16. Wichita State won the Battle of Kansas as Tekele Cotton scored a team-high 19 points in the Shockers' 78-65 win over the Jayhawks. Fred Van Vliet finished with 17 points, and Evan Wessel hit four trays, adding 12 points. Wichita State trailed by 8 midway through the first half before advancing to the Midwest Region semifinal against third-seeded Notre Dame in Cleveland. Elsewhere in third-round action, top seed Duke reached the semis of the South Region, clobbering number 8 San Diego State 68-49. Jahlil Okafor scored 18 of his 26 points, while the Blue Devils were building a 37-24 halftime lead. Wisconsin has a matchup with North Carolina in the Los Angeles Regional semifinals after Sam Decker scored 17 points and Frank Kaminsky chipped in 16 to lead the top-seeded Badgers past number 8 Oregon 72-65. Third-seeded Oklahoma ended Dayton's run by downing the number 11 Flyers 72-66. And Devin Williams had 16 points and 10 rebounds as West Virginia posts a 69-59 win against number 4 Maryland. Elsewhere in men's college hoops yesterday, an NIT second-round play Sunday. Temple beat George Washington 90-77. Richmond over Arizona State 76-70. Stanford beat Rhode Island 74-65. On games coming up today in second-round play in the NIT, Louisiana Tech will play Texas A&M. Illinois State is at Old Dominion, while Murray State will play at Tulsa. In the CBI quarterfinals tonight, Radford plays at Vermont. ULM is at Mercer. Oral Roberts plays at Loyola Chicago, while Colorado is at Seattle. In second-round play in the CIT men's tournament tonight, Cleveland State is at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Evansville plays at Eastern Illinois, while Texas A&M Corpus Christi will host Kent State. Well, the Iowa women down Miami 88-70 on Sunday in Iowa City to advance to the Sweet 16 of the women's NCAA tournament for the first time since 1996. It's the first time the team has advanced this far under head coach Lisa Bluter.
It's amazing. You know, we've come so close so many times, but to finally be able to do it here in Carver-Hawkeye Arena with the unbelievable fans that came out to see us today. They were huge. They supported us, and it's so great to be a Hawkeye.
Five Hawkeyes scored in double figures, including Bethany Doolittle, who had 22 points and 11 rebounds. Allie Disterhoff had 15 points. Melissa Dixon and Samantha Logic each had a dozen. And Whitney Jennings tossed in 11.
I'm so proud of this group of seniors that have all year long, they've worked it, and for 4 years they've worked their butts off out here.
Iowa led by 7 at the half, but Bluter said she told the team to keep pushing.
We're going to stick with our game plan. We're going to keep trying. We're going to keep trying. We're going to keep grinding at it because sooner or later, they're going to wear down. Sooner or later, you're going to wear that defense down as long as you keep pushing it, and then good things happen.
The win put the Hawkeyes at 18-0 in home games, a school record. They're now 26-7 overall. Iowa will face Baylor in the regional semifinals coming up on Friday in Oklahoma City. In racing, if you're going to lead a NASCAR race for just one lap, of course, it's best to make it the final one, and that's what Brad Keselowski did in winning the Sprint Cup event at Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California yesterday. Keselowski roared past Kurt Busch on the final lap, capitalizing on two late restarts to a green-white checkered finish. Kevin Harvick finished second to extend his remarkable streak of top two Sprint Cup finishes to 8 races dating back to last season. Harvick fell just short of sweeping the 3 West Coast races. Busch finished third in his second race back from a suspension. And in golf, Matt Every has successfully defended his Arnold Palmer Invitational crown by sinking an 18-foot birdie putt on number 18 to beat Henrik Stenson yesterday at Bay Hill. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.